real opportunities, Love real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to makingitmag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's makingitmag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
DJ Just Swag, man, and you can catch me each and every Friday right here, bringing you the best of independent artist news, music updates, events, topics, and conversation.
Think they know somebody who's got some dope music or project and just need to get on the radio?
Now all you gotta do is hit me, swagtracksandvocals@gmail.com. That's swag, 2 G's, tracksandvocals@gmail.com. You can always link with me, hit me on IG, hit me on Snapchat, at IDJ Swag 2G's, and we can get it popping. Don't forget, Just Swag TV, each and every Friday from 11 to 12 p.m. right here on K100Radio.com. Yeah, man.
Hey, yo,
yo,
Moolah, DJ Khaled.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
K100, you bad. Oh, man. What's happening? What's up? Shout out to everybody that's watching my our Facebook Live and our Instagram Live. What's going on? What's happening? What up? So, we're doing something that we just a special segment that I'm doing right here on K1's Radio. I'm breaking in to our normally scheduled music rotation. Normally, y'all like, wait, is it Wednesday? It'll kill? No, it's not. Folks, it's not Illa Kill. It's not what's going on right now. We got something different we're doing today. We got something else we got going on. So listen, I made a social media post yesterday, right? And if you really pay attention to our movement and our grind over here at K100 Radio, then you know we got something to give away today. We got some tickets to give away. So I said I was going to do a special segment. I was going to go live right around 8 o'clock. I was going to cut into our broadcast, our 24-hour rotation, and I was going to give away these tickets. And the tickets are for the Revolt Music Summit. So basically, what happened was, at the very last minute, like literally about 48 hours ago, we were hit up, and the good people over at the Revolt Music Summit that's going down over here in Atlanta, Georgia, this week, Thursday, September 12th through the 14th, that's Thursday through Saturday, to hit us up, K100 Radio. Would y'all like to attend the summit? Hell yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't I? All right, guess, cool, yeah. Come through, you know what I'm saying, do your thing, it's media, cool, yeah, absolutely. Oh, by the way, y'all want to give away some tickets? Hell yeah. I personally love giving away free shit. I love blessing folks with free shit. So they said, okay, well, we got a couple tickets. Shoot them to your listeners. Put the word out there. Let them know. And just do a ticket giveaway. Make sure you do it live on the air. Record it. All right, here we are. You know what I'm saying? And here we go. So if you don't know about the Revolt Music Summit, of course you know. Revolt owns Diddy owns the Revolt Network. And they have a summit that they do. It's in different cities. Actually, it's going to be in L.A. also as well, coming up next month. Some of the dates and stuff that flash by on the screen, I flashed that back by again for you guys over there on the Facebook live feed. But basically, go to revoltsummit.com, and look at the dates and stuff. But the dates for Atlanta this year is this week. Now, this was last minute. And I'm really honored that they still hit us up and let us come through. I'm grateful. But I also like the fact that this was last minute, because only people who really fuck with us on K100 Radio are either going to hear about the chance to get these free tickets, all right? And I know for a fact it's only people who really rock with us are going to actually follow the instructions and have a chance to be able to get the free tickets. So yesterday on my personal page on Facebook, on the Facebook K100 Radio Facebook page, on the K100 Radio Instagram page. That's all I did. I didn't go all out. I ain't run no ads. I ain't tag a whole bunch of people. I tagged a couple people. I said, yo, I'm going to go live. I'm going to go on the broadcast at 8 o'clock and give away these tickets. We'll tell y'all how many guys. It's not a whole bunch of them, but the tickets cost about $250 a piece. All right? $250 a piece. That's how much it costs to attend the Revolt Summit for general admission. These tickets are for general admission for you to come through and check out some of the panels and stuff like that. Now, I had some of the information for the panels and stuff, and I want to just tell you guys exactly what's going to be going on at the summit before I start to give away these tickets. So, like I said, it starts on this Thursday, all right? This Thursday, September the 12th. It goes all the way up through Saturday, through the 14th. On the very first day, all right? On the very first day, let me see. I'm going to get back over to my screen real quick. On the very first day, on Thursday, I'm going to tell you some of the guests, some of the stuff they got lined up. The main stage has got Swizz Beatz and Timbaland going the head up. All right. It's got a Hit Factory. It's got a producers panel. On that panel, it's got the Justice League, Sunny Digital. All right. It's got a conversation with Jeezy that's going to be going on. The 85 South Comedy Show. All right. That's with DC Young Fly. All right. And a couple other people. Clayton English. All right. The Be Heard finale, which is like a showcase. It's going to be hosted by Young Jock. Some of the judges are Andre Harrell, The Dream, Remy Ma, Justice Baden. All right. DJ Drama also has a Welcome to Atlanta concert hosted by Fly Guy DC. All right. All this is going on the first day. Another panel that they got is a Code and Color Tech panel. All right. They sung it. I wrote it. It's a writer's panel. All right. Brian Michael Cox is going to be on that panel. All right. It's got the VIP lounge, the networking mixer. All that stuff right there is going on. All that. Just on the freaking first day. Just on the first day of the Revolt Music Summit going down right here in Atlanta, Georgia. The second day, it's got a special HBCU Love panel that's going on. Diddy is on that panel, DJ Drama, and Terrence J. The Gatekeepers A&R panel, that goes on. All right. That's with Zoe Young, Caroline Diaz, all right, Ryan Press. All right. Those are all A&Rs. All right. The moderator is Lenny S. There's a block party that's going on, all right, on Friday. DJ Khaled is going down, Moneybagg Yo, and more, all right. Let me see what else they got going on. The Making of Quality Control is another panel. Have a one-on-one conversation with Coach K and P of QC, all right. That's going on the second day, and a whole bunch of other stuff is going on. Let me see what else. I'm just kind of skipping through stuff. There's a Revoltcast meet and greet of the Breakfast Club, all right. It's with Joe Budden, Remy Ma, Ebony Williams, and Angela Yee. That's also going on Friday. Saturday, which is the last day, all right, a panel for the ladies. It's going to be Felicia Fant, Tamika Mallory, Sherry Bryant, and some more outstanding ladies on that particular panel, all right. The Combs Cartel panel with Diddy, of course, Justin Quinton Justin Christian and Quincy, you know what I'm saying, his son. The Pioneers, we've got Dallas Austin with Jermaine Dupri, Shanti Dodds, and Rico Wade. So those are some really people who pioneered the way in the city of Atlanta. That's going to be interesting. A hip-hop and politics panel. All right. On that panel is going to be T.I., Killer Mike, Ebony Williams, Candace Owens. I mean, listen to some. And I'm not even naming everything. I'm only naming some of the shit that's going to be going on. You feel what I'm saying? I'm only going to be naming some of the stuff that's been going on. All right. So listen. I'm getting ready to go to my phone lines. Now, the number, if you want to try to win these tickets, there's going to be some criteria. All right. First of all, you got to call in. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into our broadcast. 347-934-0966. You definitely need to make sure that you're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, this week. And like I said, they hit me with the free tickets at the last minute. I'm hitting you with it at the last minute. So if you know you're not going to be able to make it out and be in Atlanta, Georgia, from Thursday through Saturday, no need for you to call, all right? Just hear about it next time and watch our social media posts, I guess. But if you ain't that far away, if you can gas up the whip, hop on the plane, get here from Thursday to Saturday, all right? If you are definitely in Atlanta and you're an Atlanta grinder, all right? If you're in the music industry, don't just be sending me random people, fans. This is not the tickets that I want to give away, all right? I want to give these tickets away to people who's actually going to freaking get the most out of them. Who's going to get the most out of them, fam, all right? Artists who are going to be networking. Don't send me no artists. I'm not going to be giving tickets away to artists who feel like they just want to go in there and be Hollywood and just look cool. This event is built for networking. This is a $250 value ticket. That's how much it costs. All right. So I want to make sure that this blessing goes to somebody who really needs it. Now, you don't have to be an artist per se. You could be a really dope DJ that really go into the network. You could be whatever it is that you do in the industry. Long as you are working actively right now within the music industry, if we go check out your Instagram page or something like that and look you up and see that you're actually actively working in the music industry, this is not something I want to give away to people who just going to go in there and stalk Diddy and stalk T.I. and stalk all these other people just to try to get some pictures and stunt for the gram like you're really in the game. This is 100% not the people that I want to give the tickets to, fam. I want to give the tickets to people who are actually going to use it, who actually can benefit, who are actually trying to grind and go out there and actually go and network. All right? 347-934-0966. Let me type this over here in my Instagram live feed, too, as well. I'm going to type the numbers over here. Hold on so people can see. 347. All right, hold up. I'm typing it. Oh, if you're on the Facebook page, the live stream, the number's been strolling across the screen the whole time, fam, if you've been paying attention. If you're on the Facebook Live, it's right there, all right? I got to type it in over your Instagram Live. All right, hold on a second. 347-934, all right? 0966, all right? Post. That is the number to our switchboard. Can I pin that? Let me see. I think I can pin that. I don't know. Anyway, that's the number right there. So hit our switchboard, call our phone lines right now. If you don't call in, you have zero chance of getting this shit. All right? 347-934-0966. So I got people that's already on the phone lines right now. Now, I know some people may be trying to just randomly jump on here and just win who don't meet any of my criteria, especially my criteria about being somebody who's actually in the industry, whether you be an artist, producer, DJ, whatever it is you do, and actively be, you know, active trying to go out and network. I look at your Instagram real quick. I'm going to check you out real quick, see what you got going on, all right? Let me go to the phone lines real quick, though, because there are already people on the phone lines already, all right? Let me see. We're going to our phone lines now. Let's see. Random number, area code 706-681. Hello, hello? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Hey.
What's your name?
Pinhead.
You said Pinhead?
Pinhead, yes.
You an artist, Pinhead?
Yes, I am. All
right. What's your Instagram page?
At P as in Patriot, B as in Boy, S as in Sam, number 4, L as in Love, Y as in Yankee, F as in Fox, E as in Egg, at PBS for Life.
PBF for Life. All right, hold on. Let me see. I think I got you right here. PBF for Life. LYF. Well, you got it's a hashtag. Y'all got a hat. Let me see. Which one is you? Are you the? You the? You said F. You said S, right?
No. PBF for LYFE. Life. I'm just spelling life with a Y instead of an I.
All right, PBS for Life.
Number 4, Life.
All right, let me look at you real quick over here on Instagram. All right, PBS ENT CEO. What you got going on, fam? Oh, you going to Exposure Open Mic. I see a couple of posts over here about some grinding that you got going on. You got some new music that dropped too, fam?
Yes, I got a single that's out called I Got That Five, like Michael Jackson.
I
just got casted in a play in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
The play is called. Let me make sure I say it right, because I don't want to get cussed out. And so yeah. I say this play right. The play is called Women Shop Talk While Real Men Wait, and I'm playing a pastor. Pastor Clark is my role in that play.
All right. I see you've got some.
I got a clothesline.
I know, but tell you that. Hold on. Let me talk. I see you got a clothing line going on. I see a couple of posts. I see a lot of posts of your music. I see that you were somewhere. You got a really big promo going on inside of a truck. Where were you at right there? Where is this at? Let's see what this say. Where was you at?
Oh, that's in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I got a billboard for my single on the side of a truck.
Yeah, I see that. That's pretty nice, man. That's really nice work. Really nice grinding. Really nice promo,
right.
Man. Yeah. All right, man. All right. So listen, the way I'm doing it, I'm pretty much going random. All right. I'm going random.
Right.
It's not about how long people was on the phone lines, whatever. I'm just going random and I'm picking random numbers. And then I'm checking your social media real quick. I'm looking at your grind. I see that you really are active. I like some of the clothes I'm seeing right here that you got going on. So you live in Atlanta, correct?
Well, I'm like 30-45 minutes away from Atlanta. I'm in Columbus, Georgia. So I'm both. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But you definitely able to come to the Revolt Summit. I'm
already going to be there because I'm a part of the MBE conference. I'm already going to be there. So I'm back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, so you're already going to be in town for that too. All right.
Yes, right. Yes. I'm leaving Friday. I'm early Friday morning coming up to lock into the Renner Course motel where they have in the MBE conference. Yeah, I'm gonna be at that too.
Well, how are you gonna attend both of them though? Because both of these, see, I want to give it to you if you ain't gonna be at that, be able to go.
Well,
I'm not
performing at the MBE conference, so I'm trying to network, pass out, boom. Yeah.
All right. Oh no.
Come on, man. They got Thursday. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't stay in one place, man. It's just like you hit this club, you promote, you go to another club, you promote. That's it. You're on the grind. You can't stay in one place.
I got to go
perform September the 30th. I got to fly to New York to perform with our Power Industry, with DJ Remo, our man. Republic Records, you can't stay in one place, man.
What say you guys over here, man? Eric's over here on the he's over here on the you're on the Facebook Live too as well, also. All right, so listen.
yeah, I sure am.
yeah. All right. You on both of them. All
right.
PBS for life, Pinhead. All right, Pinhead. I think I'm gonna let you get one of these tickets to Revolt Conference, fam.
Yeah, baby, PBS in the building.
All right. So listen, in order to get the instructions to be able to get your ticket for free, go on our Facebook page at K100_radio. All right, K100_radio. Just inbox me real quick. All right, you know what I'm saying. So then when I get off the air, I'll go back and forth with you. I got to get your we got to have your government name and all this kind of stuff. We got to be on the list and all this other extra stuff that they got to be going through.
Okay.
To make sure that you is you. All right, you know what I'm saying.
Already.
So, you're gonna get the one. You're gonna get one of the tickets, man. I like the grind. I'm looking at your social media grind. You got a lot going on. You really are out here working.
Right.
So, I want to check out your IG real quick. So, salute to you, dog. I see you out there. Make sure you pull up on us when you see us out there at the event. All right.
Thank you, King. God bless.
All right, man. That's the first one that we gave away. Next up.
Are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Just a little bit of convincing. Just a little bit of convincing, fam. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know whether or not, you know, Cass is out here really working. Whether or not Cass is really out here working. So I'm definitely going to do the same thing to everybody else. You know what I'm saying? When I go to these phone lines, I'm going to be checking for y'all. I'm going to pull up and look at your IG, especially if I don't know you. But dude is actually grinding, though. He's got a nice little following. He's got a lot going on. He's got the music. He's got the pop. He's got the clothing line. I'm pretty sure this guy's going to come out there with all kind of shit. He's doing hella promo for everything he's got going on. I'm pretty sure he's going to have his material in hand. I'm pretty sure he's going to make the use of it. All right. He said he's going back. He's going to be going to the MBE conference. Both of them are downtown. And I know about that conference too. Hell, I might actually slick duck it to both of them, honestly. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I probably gonna have to get them going to both of them too. So I really couldn't trip on them like that shit, honestly. At first I was like, yeah, but then again I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm actually probably gonna slide by the MBE conference too. If you don't know about the MBE conference, that's another event that's really dope that's going on literally at the almost at the exact same time. So I understand that grind. I get it, fam. So I ain't really tripping on them about that. It's kind of sort of admirable that he's willing to try to hit both of them up and spread his brand out there. All right. So Pinhead PBS for Life is the first person that's going courtesy of K100 Radio. Let me see. All right. That was one person from 706. Let me see. A lot of 44s and 770s. Let me see. 770. I'm really doing this random, fam. I really am. 770. 770-733. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who is this? 770-733. What's up?
This is Ameche on the move.
Ameche on the move. What's going on? What's happening? You in Atlanta, Georgia?
I'm on my grind.
All right. Are you an artist? What do you do? What do you do?
No, I'm a manager of two artists, independent artists, and they're on the line, hopefully. We just trying to network because I caught you last night, and I really wanted to get in this for them, to get them there. Actually, I was looking forward to it, and you opened the door. It was a blessing to hear you last night. So I got Amira Music online, and I got Christiane on the line. I'm not sure if you're going to get to them, but I'm
well,
a manager.
All right, so listen. I like the fact that you're in here, you're here representing, but I might put you in a difficult position because, I mean, I'm not going to give both of them tickets. I'm going to be honest with you, probably not. All right, but you may have to decide. And I know you may love both of your artists, or you may need to go yourself. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to both of them. Don't tell me their phone numbers. I don't know anybody's phone numbers by heart or anything like that right there. All right, so I don't want you to tell me anybody's phone number or anything like that. Okay? That's the first thing.
Okay.
All right, so do not mention their phone numbers. My phone lines are kind of swelling up right now, and I'm randomly picking these numbers. That's the only way I could think about it for it to be fair and unbiased was to just go by the switchboard. There's only one phone number on the switchboard that I recognize, and that's one of my special guests I'm going to bring on the air right now to talk about his part in all of this. I know who he is.
Okay.
I don't know the rest of these numbers at all. So, all right, that being said, so you want me to just go ahead and roll the dice and see if I end up picking one of them? It's going to be random. I don't know. You want me to roll the dice?
Well, you can roll the dice and pick one of them, but if I fit the mold, then I can make a choice on which one, and maybe the dice will roll, and you'll pick a number on the other one, because you don't know which ones they are.
You are very astute. That is absolutely true. You know what I'm saying? All right. I tell you what. I'm gonna see which one of your artists is grinding the hardest. How about that? Real quick. And in a minute, I'm gonna bring my homie Kelby from Making It Magazine. He's gonna join me on the line real quick.
Okay.
All right. He's gonna join me real quick. All right. So, what is the first artist IG?
Okay.
Hold up. Before we do this, if I check out both of these artists and both of them are really grinding, I'm going to make a decision, and that's going to be it. All right?
Okay.
I got to be fair to everybody else that's listening. All right?
Okay.
You sure? You want to go through with this, right?
Well, like I said, I'd rather you choose me, and then I can choose which one. And that still leaves the person on the line for you to decide which number you see.
It's going to be like one out of
the
artist's
name.
Tell you what, you stand by, manager. Stand by.
Okay.
What's your name again? What's your name again?
I'm at K.
Say your name again.
Ahmedta. Ahmedta. I'm on the move. OTM dot records.
All right. Oh, I know who you are, too. Matter of fact, I'm tripping. I just realized who I'm talking to. All right. So, yeah, I actually know who you are. But now I didn't know that until I know you from, and I know who you are now. Now that you're telling me your name, I'm visualizing.
I'm always on my grind. That's it.
That's right. Okay, I know who you are.
Yes.
All right, listen. Stand by. I'm gonna keep going down the switchboard. All right, stand by. Because I know you want me to pick for the nil. Stand by. All right.
Okay.
All right. So we already got Pinhead, PBF for Life, They already got this joint. All right. Let me go over here. My homie, I think this right here is
hold on.
Let me make sure
we're
I got
good.
The right. All right, Kelby. What up, homie?
Yeah. Chilling out.
All right. This is Kelby Canning. All right. We're making it magazine. And me and Kelby, you know, we know Kelby is fam. Making the magazine is media fam. So when they gave me a certain amount of tickets, what I wanted to do also as well is be able to bless people that's within our network. We do a lot of different things with making a magazine. We got a video review coming up that we're going to be doing with them that give artists a chance to get their music on World Star. We've been out to every, for the past couple of years, out to the South by Southwest stage broadcasting. We were just at the local event, Media Matters here, ATL. That they have now it's quarterly. Used to be monthly, now it's quarterly. We were just there doing a live broadcast. These guys come out to our All Access event, and we interview the artists on their site sometimes, all kind of different stuff. So I had to show some love to our media partners over there making the magazine. And what I did was I told Kelby, I hit Kelby up. I said, well, I got X amount of tickets, fam. And my homie Kelby Canick was like, I was like, yo, I want you to pick two people off of your website on makingthemagazine.com, all right, to bless because. This is, again, somebody that we work with. So now, Kelby, all right, you got to tell the people right now. I want you to tell me right now, all right, have you picked the two people?
Yeah, yeah. I emailed them over to you.
No, I know.
Okay.
That was
right, cool. I just wanted to make sure.
I know. Yeah, you're supposed to act like I didn't fucking know already.
Well, I'm already so. Listen, so here's the thing, like, because, like, soon as we got off the phone, like, you know, like, I tell everybody, like, we do the membership. We have a membership on the site. And the big thing that I tell people is a lot of times people get caught up in the opening for A Boogie and the World Star stuff. And I'd be like, yo, just post an update once a month. It takes, like, 15 minutes to do once a month. And that's how you let us know what you got going on. That's the way we can easily monitor what your grind is like. Because it's like, yo, that's a 15-minute commitment per month just to catch us up on what you've been doing for the past 30 days.
Right.
And so, like, that's what we did. Like, as soon as that, I got off the line with you, I went on to the wire, filtered it for within 100 miles of Atlanta, all of our members, and just was going through their updates, checking out who's been working. Then I go to their profile. And so this is what I'm going to talk about, like, why I say, like, we get our members is cut from a different cloth. Like, the first four people I hit up were already going to the Revolt Music Conference.
All right.
So, and it's like crazy, like even the caller who you just selected, PBS for Life. He's a member on the site. And so he's gonna be at the MBE this weekend, but he's a member on the site as well. So so we went through everything and we end up finding like two members. One is an artist. One is a producer. Artist is Voorhees, dope artist here. He came out he got selected for a few different things. He just came out for our cook-up joint that we did. He just won the beat from platinum super producer Jay Reed. So he got selected. He's one of our picks.
All right. So listen, I got his phone number. Let me try and see if I can get him on the phone real quick. I don't know if he'll answer the phone or not.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me bring him on the air. Oh, no. This wasn't really scheduled. This wasn't scripted. Let's see if he answers the phone. Yeah, he's probably looking at it like, what is this, 347? All right. I was just going to try to get him on the line right quick and see if he's going to be. You know, numbers when you're in the industry because you'll never know which one of them is a check. You're supposed to answer all
the Google subscriber you have called is not available.
He
please leave a message
Google
after
number.
The tone.
That's what happens when you get the Google number.
Well, this was just the number that you listed for him, but I'm gonna have to have that real phone number.
No, he gave us the Google number. Like that's what.
See,
he might be missing out on all kind of text messages.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? All right. So who was the other one? It was a. You said it was a. It was a producer, right?
The other one, yeah. This is a producer, Lafayette Beats, who's like, it's actually really dope to see him get selected for it because he's been on the site for a minute. He really been working the hell out of the site. he was also brought out for one of our cook up sessions. So, and he's in Lafayette, Alabama.
And you were certain that he was going to be able to make it. That's my thing, right?
Yeah. He's going to be able to make it.
Let me see if I can get Lafayette Beats on the line. Hold on a second. Let me see. Hold on. Nah, I can't get Lafayette Beats on the line either. I was trying to call him. No, but I was going to surprise him. You know what I'm saying? All right. But you already picked him. So we got Lafayette Beats and Voorhees, courtesy of Making the Magazine, right? Is that correct?
Yep. Those are the two.
All right.
So big shout out to you, the whole K100 team and the platform. Like this is, you know, everybody always be talking about group economics. This is what it looked like. Like, you know,
right.
When you have an opportunity, something, you bring it to the table. When I have something, I bring it to the table, and we all help each other. Like, this is the way this stuff's supposed to be.
Exactly. All right, so we'll make sure that we get them to do a video drop or something like that so we can make sure they, you know what I'm saying, put that back out there.
No, you already know we're going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. If you talk to him, tell him you know, hit the line real quick. I just like to tell him congratulations live on the air. All right, stand by. If you can hang on for a couple more minutes, Kelby, I'm gonna try to pick one more. Hang on, Kelby. All right. Let me call somebody else. Random number going up to say, oh man, there's so many people on the phone line.
Not that one, the other number.
404-404-888. Hello. Hello?
Hey.
What's
Hello.
Up? Who's this? Hey, what's up? Who's
it's
this?
Mary Jane.
Oh, what? Snap.
Hey.
What's going on?
No member.
She's a member of your fucking site, too. What the fuck? Are you serious? No, I'm serious. I'm
Mary Jane Music, Alabama.
Oh, no, I don't live in Alabama. I live in East Point. I live right outside.
Okay, I thought I was another Mary Jane. There's a couple of y'all pulling out here. Sorry.
People say I'm country. I don't know why. I don't know why I say I'm country. That's just me. No, but for real, you know, well, I don't know if you know, but, you know, I've worked behind the scenes. You know, I'm in school for marketing. Honestly, I'm really want to go to Revolt for the panels. Like, that's my big thing. Like, the concerts are cool, but I'm trying to gain knowledge because I'm in school for marketing. You know, I used to work over with Digital Dope and Zaytoven and DJ Roots Queen doing some of their promotion and marketing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm really, like, I don't really, you know, since I'm, you know, I'm not an artist, I'm not a rapper, I'm not a singer, so, you know, I don't, you know, go hard on the promo like, you know, a lot of artists, other artists do. But, you know, I'm in school. I paid for that full price out of pocket, so I wasn't in student loan debt again. Yeah, really, I'm just in it for the panels. I got some fresh notebooks that I can write some notes down, you know, network with other people and gain a lot of knowledge. You know, I don't want to stalk P. Diddy like you said. You know, I'm just in it for the panels. You know, I'm hoping to come out there with my whole notebook full up, filled up.
All right. Okay. So, what is your name on Instagram? Do you have Instagram? Where do you?
Yeah,
kinda...
but I barely use. I really only have Instagram for my handle. You know, the name handle. But, you know, a lot of the things on my Instagram was for Zaytoven and all of them. You know, their events. You know, getting artist promotion and marketing. You know, some of it's old, but. Like I said, because I'm just really focused on, like, studying and learning right now. Because, you know, I don't want to, you know, go work for someone and make a, you know, ass of myself. Because, you know, I may not know this or that or this. So, yeah, I'm just really big on studying. Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Wendy Day, Brand Man Sean, you know, a bunch of people like them. You know, I write notes down. But my Instagram is MaryJane404.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of it's just old Zaytoven promotion and marketing and, you know, their events and stuff like that. But, yeah, I learned about this Revolt Summit probably like a month or two ago, but I'm a single mom, so I just couldn't fit it in the budget this month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a babysitter
on
standby.
But I've seen you mostly on Facebook. I've never seen you on Instagram, but I've seen you on Facebook a lot. Actually, I know who you are now. You worked with DJ Roots Queen. And right. So I know who you are. I know who I'm talking to now. It's funny because I don't know y'all phone number. I'm gonna be calling y'all. I don't know y'all personal lines like that.
I know.
But
you know,
I know who you are.
On your music review sometimes. You know, when I catch it, you know, I'd be ill or kill.
Yeah, no, I know who you are now that I'm actually looking at the pictures and looking at now that your voice matches the face and everything. Now it's all lining up. I'm like, oh, this girl, right? You're kind of crazy. I think I don't know if you're actually quite sane, frankly. You know,
but
I know exactly who you are. Yeah. Your posts are actually funny. I actually laugh at a lot of the shit that you post, though. Honestly, it's weird.
No, I'm in it for the business. You know, that's just what I'm meant to be.
All right. What say you, Kelby? Kelby.
Is someone who's looking to learn? I'm always for that.
Yeah, like I said, I got some fresh notebooks ready to jot down.
You know, every year I went to the Revolt, it's always that inaugural person who comes in comes up to the mic to ask a question and then grabs it and jumps on stage to rap for Diddy. So, like,
oh, no. I don't ever want to be in the spotlight. I don't ever, I don't want to ever be a rapper. I like to help make it happen. Like, I was working with an artist a few months ago, but he is fighting cancer. So we kind of had to, you know, he had to put his health first. So I was like, you know, I'm going to be here when you, you know, start back and we can, you know, like I said, I'm in school for marketing. So, you know, once he, you know, his health gets better, you know, we're going to jump back on and keep going. But
so I say do it for, but at the end of it, this is what you have to do. You have to do a live and talk about everything that you learned and go over your notes on live and give a big shout out to K100 Radio for giving you the opportunity to go out there and soak up all that knowledge.
Oh, like I said, I got fresh notebooks ready to be written on.
All right, Mary Jane. And I actually know that I see a lot of the stuff that you be doing. You were doing some kind of, you were trying to put together, before they started fucking killing people on the scooters, you were trying to put a big scooter event together. I see
my meeting scooter.
That idea was kind of dope. I was like, I wonder if she's going to pull it off. And then, they banned the scooter.
The thing about that, it was just too hot when I've been wanting to do it. So I was actually thinking about doing it later this month or the first weekend of October. So, you know, Satan but Craig isn't sitting right on us. And, you know, nobody wants to come out and scoot in 100-degree weather.
Right. All right. So listen. All right. I think I'm gonna let the person who just go in there to learn and just enjoy the panels and network. I did say it can't just be artists only. All right, cool. Random number, I picked it. I see no problem with letting her go.
I
get
surely
one of these.
Appreciate it.
All right, so inbox me on the IG, or for you, I'll let you inbox me on Facebook, because I see you I noticed that you're more active over there, and I've actually seen you on our Facebook lives a lot more than I have actually really seen you on Instagram. So I guess you're a Facebooker more so than an IG, which is cool with me. I like Facebook.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Some people don't like, I don't like Twitter, so I'm like, I fucking hate Twitter. So people be like, you don't fuck with Twitter? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, oh, you lame. I'm like, motherfucker, I fuck with IG, I fuck with Facebook, I fuck with LinkedIn. I'm just not a Twitter guy. I'm sorry. We got Twitter. We over there, but you'll rarely see me over there really interacting personally on Twitter. But okay. All right, cool. All right, so you're the second one. Stand by. Make sure you inbox me so you can get all the information. I need to have your government name and some other details about you in order for you to get your tickets. All right?
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. I hope you learn a lot. I hope you listen. Not to knock the person that you're working with, but when you go out there, make sure you start shaking some hands and networking, because another artist or a next person that's ready to go right now that can actually use your grind and use your help might be out there. So don't just sit in the corner with a pad taking notes. I need for you to network too, all right, and meet people, all right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, next up.
You are tuned
that's
to
two
King
of them. I got some more.
Radio,
don't worry about
hip-hop
it.
And R&B.
Don't worry about it. I got some more. Random number. Area code 470246. I'm trying to get the zip code. Area code 470. What's up? Who is this?
This is Christiani. How you doing?
So that ended up working out. That ended up working out. Christiani, what's going on?
I know, right?
That ended up
I was like, he's going to pull the number. Look, watch.
yeah. you know, because you had a different area code. So I'm trying all these different area codes, all these numbers on the switchboard. So I'm trying to kind of like bounce around and just try something different. I've done 678. I've done a, you know, 706 and a 404. So, yeah. All right. Cool. So listen, I actually, so tell me, what's your Instagram again? What's your IG?
CRISTIANE.official. Christiani. C as in cat, R as in Ritz, I as in igloo, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, I as in igloo, A as in apple, N as in negative, E as in everything. Dot
all right.
Official.
I got you right here. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of grinding going on for you.
I stay it. I got to.
I know. I'm familiar with your grind too. I'm familiar with your grind. I know who you are. Obviously, we've ran across. We interviewed you
multiple
before,
times.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I don't have to really dig too deep into your IG because I actually know exactly who the hell you are, and you're actually really dope. Dope music and shit. I'm not mad at this particular call. I'm not mad at this call. This is gonna be an easy one for me. I don't have to go back and forth and dig too deep. I know exactly who Christiani is. All right. All right, so listen, same thing applies, Christiani. Hit me up on, you. Since you're on, I can see that you're really active on IG. Hit me on the IG, all right? Hit me on the IG so I can get your official information and then tell you how to, you know, get in, all right?
All right, then, on
the
official K100 IG, right?
Yeah, K1
right,
Radio,
got you.
The K1 Radio IG, yeah, all right? Then. All right, cool. All right.
Thank you, love, pleasure.
Hey, Kelby, you know that you're familiar with that artist too, aren't you, Kelby?
Yeah, like they've members on the site, and I've seen them at the MBE conference a couple times.
Right.
And I
right.
know
so
other places too, but I think that's where I first really officially met them was at the MBE conference in person.
Right. All right. So listen, I got one or two more tickets to give away, man. I'm not been diverse. Now I'm pretty sure I put these instructions out. So everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, you got to hit this damn phone line, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. Hold on a second. I had to go back to the live screen real quick because I was trying to look at other stuff while I was actually doing this too as well. Hold on a second. Let me go back to the live screen. All right. Okay. Where is that? So I'm trying to. I'm back. I'm trying to see if anybody's making any comments over in the live over here on the Facebook Live. That's what I was trying to check on. But listen, you still have to call in, all right? You guys have to call in, all right? Somebody was saying Lafayette Beats is dope for real, Kelby. Somebody that was checking for you when we said Lafayette Beats is going to win. I didn't see all that. I kind of was like over here on the IG trying to look at the next person. All right, so let me go to the phone lines. Let me get another person, all right? And remember, somebody's going to be like, man, you ain't give me no tickets. And I'm going to be like, man, you ain't call in. Y'all know how that be. You know how that is, Kelby, right?
Yeah.
you ain't. I'm like, yo, you ain't call in, though, fam. You know what I'm saying?
I had to do a whole live earlier about
about what?
Man, it's some artist in a comment complaining about his membership or not working and a waste of money or whatever. This man had a free account on the site for 23 months. Bought a membership 12 days ago. So it took you 23 months to decide to get a membership, and you expect to be on in 12 days.
Right. Okay, yeah. So I guess maybe they think it's, yeah. But, you know, me and you, man, we different. I wouldn't even be going back and forth with him like you be doing on that regard. I don't. You're so much better than me on just stuff like that. You know, I'd be like, man, I cut somebody out so quick, man. I couldn't even do it, bro. I'll see how you sit there and go back and forth with those artists. I know.
See, that's the thing. It ain't even for them. It's for the people who don't know nothing coming in because they mess it up for everybody.
Yeah. All right, so let's go. Back to the phone line. 347-934-0966. I still got more tickets to give away. All right. Let me see. We got some more. I'm going to do another 404. Do another 404. 404-825. Hello?
Yo. Hello?
What up? Who this?
What's up? This is PB Rio.
PB Rio. PB Rio. Hey, you know what? Somebody was tagging the shit out you on Instagram. I don't know if I know you. Somebody was tagging the shit out your Instagram, like, make sure you call in, make sure you call in. Like, I was like, who is that? They want to make sure this this person get the shot, man. What's going on, man? What's happening?
What's
you an artist? You an artist?
Yeah, I'm an artist.
All right, you live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I live in Atlanta.
All right, so you're gonna be free on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week?
Yeah, all of them. I'm free.
All right. What's your IG again? I should know it by heart. They was kept tagging you. What was it again?
PB underscore Rio. That was my manager.
Oh, okay. Well, they on their job. You know what I'm saying? They definitely on their job. Let me see. All right, you got a nice amount of followers. Let's look at this grind real quick. Oh, man, yeah. You out here performing. You doing your thing. Oh, you was at our All Access event. That's where I know you from. Yeah. You know, I got to show up. All right, man. Hey, I love it when the plan comes together, right, Kelby? I didn't even know who this was, but I saw him tagging him. His manager was tagging him all day, like, "Yo, make sure you call in for this. Call in." And I'm looking over on his IG, and he came out to All Access. Now I remember him now. Now I'm looking at the face. I'm like, yeah, I do remember. He was rocking out. Yeah. All right, man. Listen, yo, I ain't gotta dig too far. You come out to our live events already. You got your people making sure you check in. You followed instructions and did what you were supposed to do, like the manager said. I'm with that.
Yeah, they asked.
I like it, young homie. Young guy too, man. Yeah. Looking forward. So,
appreciate that.
All right. So you heard what I told everybody else. You can't use your manager name. You got to hit me up on the IG so I can get all your information. But what are you planning on doing when you get there? I know you're going to network. You're an artist. I know you're trying to meet more people. I know you're trying to meet producers. But what's your plans? You going to hit some of those panels up?
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Network and then get, you know what I'm saying, get the business side of music. You know what I'm saying? Just learn a little bit of everything.
All right, man. That's dope, man. Well, listen, I'm glad it was you, man. I'm glad I actually came to your phone line because whoever that, your manager is definitely vying for you to do that, man. Try and get there early because I'm noticing that some of these really good panels, they start at like 12 o'clock, bro. All right? Some of these really good panels.
Bet.
These joints start at like noon. All right, so
okay, I'm gonna be there.
Listen, go to the website. Once we give you all the information, you got to go to the website anyway to do a couple of steps. But make sure you look at the panels and make sure you kind of navigate your way around the day to make sure you attend the stuff that you really think is gonna help you. All right.
All right, bet. Appreciate that. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, man. All right, cool. All right. PB Rio. Let's see that. 1, 2. Hold on. Hey, yo, Kelby.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I had to bring you back on the line. Hold on. I got to write this down. Make sure I don't get over my limit. I think I might be at, let's see. We got your two. All right. That's Voorhees, Lafayette. All right. Then we got Christiani. We got Mary J.
PBF.
PBF. We got Rio right here. Hold on a second. Let me go back up. PB Rio. PBF for life. That's what that was, for life. All right. And then we got PB Rio. Oh, shit. That's it. And then the other ones that I got. Damn it. That came up super damn quick, fam. Shit.
Yeah.
I feel those. Well, you know, we didn't do the two that you had. Those were already locked in, and you know, we wanted to make sure. I'm gonna try and call them. I'm gonna try and call those artists again. Hold on a second. Did you hit them up? No.
Nah, I'm sitting up listening to the show.
Oh, okay. I need Voorhees' cell number. You got his cell number in your phone?
Yeah, I got it.
Give me that number. I'm calling this motherfucker from the real. I'm calling his real phone. We're gonna call on the air. Like, we don't care. That's how we playing it. We putting it out there.
Let me pull it up.
I'm glad you picked somebody like that, though. Like, somebody that I know for a fact and appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I know you were going to do that anyway. But, like, I'm really glad you picked somebody like him who I see this person. I see him every freaking where I go. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy out of me places I see him. So I know damn well he gonna have his ass out there really working and networking. Really cool guy and really really humble. You know what I'm saying? So I absolutely have no problem. I met Lafayette Beats, I think, one time, but I haven't seen him like Voorhees. It's probably because he doesn't actually live here though. You know, and Voorhees lives here. So, you know, that's probably why I see him way more. You know what I mean? You got that number? Hold on, what is it?
I'm texting it over right now.
Okay. Are you texting it to me?
Huh?
You said you texting it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, you could have just read it to me.
Okay. Which number did you call? Because I got like the both of his numbers.
That last one was like a 770 number. I'm talking about the cell phone number.
Yeah, I got both on. Hold on, let me see. I'm about to pull it up what I sent you.
All right.
Okay. There we go. That's the 218. Okay, 770-912-0241.
All right, hold on a second. Just see if you can answer the phone. Well, oh well. You know these guys never answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, forget it. Damn, man, that's my spot, man. God, hold on. Let me recount this. I think I got one more ticket. Hold on a second. Hold on. Damn, man. That's it. The other tickets are already accounted for. Yeah, the other tickets are already accounted for. The other ones are already accounted for. I can't do shit with those other ones. Ah,
yeah.
Man. All right, so listen, this was fun. Shout out to everybody that actually called in and actually won these tickets the hard way. You know what I mean? All right. Also, shout out to the people who were hand-selected by media partners over there making the magazine, Voorhees and Lafayette Beats. Christiani. All right, Mary Jane, PBF Fly, PB Rio. All right, shout out to them, man. All right, those are the tickets. That's all we got right now that we can give out, man. So, listen, I appreciate everybody for just checking out this live stream. Shout out to everybody who won the tickets. Remember, we'll be at the Revolt Summit. So when you see us at the Revolt Summit, come through, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just chop it up with us. We will be doing interviews. They won't let us do our full extensive big setup. We were told we can't do the full extensive big setup, but we will have our small little mini red carpet style recorder over there, just grabbing a couple of interviews and networking. So listen, pull up on us, man. I wish I had way more tickets to give away. I would have loved to give away about like 30 tickets. You know what I'm saying? Like a crazy amount of numbers. You know what I'm saying? But we had some tickets that we had reserved, and that's pretty much going to eat up the rest of them. So. Yeah, we already gave that ticket away too. Yeah, so man, Jesus, those tickets went really quick, bro. Those tickets went really quick. But listen, also, we got word from people at Revolt. For the next couple of hours today, if you actually go to revoltsummit.com, they got another additional like 30-40% off. So if you go over there right now and they got a promo code that's up on the website, it's like about, I think it's like slick, close to $100 off. So you still might be able to get a ticket for like $100 and something to attend this 3-day event, which is not bad. Considering all the concerts, networking, and panels that you're going, I don't think $100 and something is bad. You think that's bad, Kelby? Because they got another little promo, but it's only for a couple of hours. They hit us up with that. There's a promo code, but you have to go there like literally, like I think it's like right now. I don't even know if it's still going. That was earlier today. But I was like, I made a post about it, but I think it might be still going on. You can still get over there and get in there for like less than $100. I mean less than $200, which is still not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Considering at first the price was like way up there, like five something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then these general admission
tickets. So it's a good deal right now.
Yeah, it's a good deal right now. So I would definitely try to attend that if you can. Like I said, they got the extra promo code over there. It's ATL. Man, I'm trying to think of it. Go over to the website right now. Just go to revoltsummit.com, and you'll be able to see it, man. It's hold on. Because I want to make sure you guys go to the right place. Hold on. All right. I'm going to see if it's still active real quick, though. That's the first thing. Hold on. Let's see if it's still active. Oh, crap.
Hey!
Oh, crap.
The song in the bed.
Hold on. Yeah, it's not up here. Snap. All right, man. That one pass I was telling y'all about, that little, it was up there earlier, though. I looked at it. It was ATL something, and they had it posted up there, but I guess maybe that little time frame they gave you off. If you're a student, though, you actually get to get in for $159, all right? So that's $159.
Well, now would be a good time, though, to tell everybody to turn on post notifications for the K100 page. So when you post things like that, they get a notification and see it.
Yeah, that would be a good time. If y'all are not following our pages, I don't know what to tell you, man. We do what we can. You should probably turn on post notifications, because if we're not saying something informative, we're saying some shit that's funny. One of the two. All right, it's something that you'll still enjoy, something that you may like anyway. But yeah, turn on those. Yeah, definitely do that. I don't. You know why I don't tell people that, Kelby? It's because, like, fam, you should do that by default if you are grinding based on our repertoire. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I have to tell you to do that if you're an artist? I don't know.
Because
I have to tell you to turn on.
I didn't know
on.
You had to do that. I was like, oh man! I'm sitting up meeting with. I met with one of the people from YouTube when I was at the DIY conference in Austin. I was like, man, they're like, well, I got like 5,000 followers on subscribers on our YouTube account. But, like, I post a video, and we get, like, a couple hundred views on it. Like, well, are they hitting the bell? I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you got to hit the post notifications, right? They turn on the post notifications.
Yeah.
When you get... Okay, well, turn on post notifications for all our shit. So when we post up, I posted that promo code earlier, though, because they was like, let everybody know we got a free promo code, like 30% off of the price right now, in case they can't get the tickets. I was like, okay, I put that out there. That's over now. It was like a big yellow red thing that said limited time, and it was on the website, but that's gone. So that was only for a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. And that's that. All right. Well, listen. All right, I'm out. I said I was only going to take about an hour to do this. Thanks, Kevin, for joining me live on the air to give away these free tickets to Revolt. Shout out to my people over there that was checking us out over there on the live streams and stuff. Appreciate it. All right. So we get ready. I'm out, man. Let's listen. Congratulations again to the people who did win the tickets over here live on the air and everything. If you didn't win, I still suggest that you try to scrounge up the money and go ahead and go to the Revolt Summit. Those panels, man, I'm telling you, go to revoltsummit.com, revoltsummit.com. And even if we didn't get a free ticket, it's well worth it, especially if you're a student. If you're a student, you can get in for $159. That's for 3 days of events, concerts, panels, networking, all kind of shit right downtown Atlanta. So, like, if you plan on going to shit like A3C and all that, but this makes as much, if not more, sense, all right, from the networking perspective. You know what I'm saying? And for the shows and concerts that they're going to have. And for the panels. It just kind of makes, like, try to get it together, all right, and go. All right? I appreciate everybody for tuning in for this special ticket giveaway. Again, make sure that you reach out to us and hit us up if you're one of the people that got the actual free ticket that I went to your phone line. And make sure that you give us all your information so you can get these free tickets. All right, back to the music. Also, I got, and the reason why I couldn't do it, because I still got one more ticket to give away tonight at the event that I'm going to. We're headed out to tonight with our people. I'm a panelist at an event tonight, so I said I got to reserve one more ticket for that one person right there to be able to get in, all right, for that one person to be able to get in at this event that I'm doing tonight. That's why I was like, I got limited amounts. I had different ways I was going to give them away. I rock with our main media sponsor. I did a ticket giveaway over here and on live on the air, and I also did I'm going to give one away at this live event to one of the really dopest artists who perform and rip the stage tonight, where I'm going to be judging our panelists at over here tonight. All right, so that's kind of the ways I decided to break it down, how I'm going to give them all out. You know what I'm saying? I had three different ways to make sure I kind of, you know, scattered out how I was going to make sure some really dope people got to attend this event on the strength of K100 Radio. So listen, if you didn't get picked, it sure as shit wasn't personal, because I sure as hell didn't know none of those phone numbers, and I was just going at random numbers. Period, point blank. And that's just how they do it on a regular radio station. They don't know who the hell you are calling, and I didn't know who the hell these people were calling either. I mean, some of them I knew, but I didn't know their phone numbers. So that was definitely random. I didn't want to do it by what time you called and all that. You know, just if you're on the phone line, once I start picking numbers, I just looked at the screen and scrolled up and down and picked some numbers. That's how that was. So it definitely wasn't personal if I didn't pick you for the to win. But I think we got some good people in the field that's going to really appreciate it. All right. Catch you guys next round. Let me see. I'll lead us back with some independent music. Let's go with some indie shit. Matter of fact, my homies, the fire department, they jumped on their live stream. I'm going to play their joint with Phoenix Black. This is Fire Department featuring Phoenix Black, Comeback Love. That's the name of this joint. And check this joint out, man. These guys are pretty fucking dope, man. I wish they would have called in and tried to get some of these tickets, too. But, hey, it is what it is. We out.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah. You know I've been the same one. Yeah, you know where I came from. I can't even say no. She falls in love, don't save her. She saved me, then she made me. Every day seems like it's make-believe. I guess I'll fix her, Maybelline. If she love me, then she'll stay with me. Yeah, we fucking to the late night. Yeah. It's just game night. Yeah. If I want you, then I'll make time is money and I'll make mine. I hit you with that come back. I hit you with that come back. I hit you with that saucy. She say, ooh boy, you bossy. And I can't keep them off of me. It's like I won a lottery. Man, I can't even fake the fun.